Welcome back to the Peacock Podcast, everyone. Season 1, Episode 7. My name is Trevor Clifton. Oh, yeah, we have Rich Behan back today. Rich, how are you doing?
I am, but I leave for one episode, and he thinks he runs the show now. Look at this.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I was a little under the weather 2 weeks ago, but we are perfectly good. Just a little bit of allergies and the change of the seasons. Yeah, this weather, by the way, is just killing me.
I love it.
This weather is killing me.
I love it. 60 degrees.
We go from 60 to 30 one day.
Yeah, it's 60 the next day. You can't beat it.
My sinuses are just wrecked, man.
You excited for Christmas?
Very excited for Christmas. By the way, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all of Peacock Nation out there taking a listen.
We got two special guests coming up later. Shelby Picnic and Jair King from Track and Field. So, looking forward to that. But first, Peacock Rundown.
Men's basketball we will open with today, currently sitting at 3-5 on the season. They're coming off of a win against NIAC their last time out, 87-48. A huge day for Fasani Drame. Scored a career-high 22 points, 12 rebounds as well in the win. The Peacocks will look to keep it rolling in their next game. That will be on the 18th. They will travel out to Stony Brook. That game is at 6:30. But don't forget to rejoin us when they come home on the 31st. We'll spend our New Year's together here inside of Run Baby Run Arena when they play Canisius at 2.
Women's basketball, 2-6 to start the season. They lost last time out at home against Coppin State, 66-57. But on the day we celebrated Senior Day, honoring Kendrea Williams, Binda Salau, Tierra McQueen, and Mikel O'Neal. That was a fun ceremony. I think the ladies had a good time, so hopefully I'm not the only one just saying that. Hopefully they agree.
Hopefully they actually did.
But it was the junior, Cassandra Brown, who took over the day. She had a career high 24 points, got 16 rebounds, which matched her career high, and she also had a career high 3 blocks in the game. Peacocks, we're going out to Buffalo this weekend. They're playing Niagara on Friday the 17th at 6 p.m., and then we're out there again Sunday against Canisius at 1 p.m. We're flying home. And then we're back at home on the 30th of December. Again, like Rich said, we'll be spending the New Year's here. We got Quinnipiac at 7 p.m. And then also on New Year's Day, we get a rolling in Run Baby Run Arena. Swimming and diving last competed against Susquehanna on December 11th. The men took the victory, winning 142-91. 50-year Oleksiy Polishuk won two individual events for the men, and senior Natalie Davis won two individual events for the women. And they next compete January 21st at the Yannatelli Center, where they'll be hosting Wagner.
Let's finish it up with indoor track, and then we'll roll right into our guests. The Peacocks, they last competed the TCNJ Winter Open. That was back all the way on December 4th. But saw great results in that meet. Four Peacocks, first place finish. Michael Conover took his success from the cross-country season and has carried it over. He won the men's 1,000. Mike Ilisanmi placed first in the triple jump. And then over to the women's side, Vernetta Gozier, who had a tremendous year last year, keeps it going early on this year. She earned first place in the women's 60. Loretta Owo placed first in the long jump alongside her. Clardo Nestor also set a school record in the men's 600, posting a time of 1:22.54. And on the women's side, Diamond McLaughlin also set a school record in the women's 600, earning a time of 1:41.19. Track finally gets back on the track next in the MLK relays, on January 14th. So a long layover from December 4th to January 14th. They will be back at the Armory the MLK relays.
During this episode interview, they kept saying it was on the 21st. When the fans hear this interview,
yes,
they proceed to say that MLK relays are on the 21st.
I think you said that by accident too.
But they're on the 14th.
It is,
and the Great Dane Classic on the 21st.
Yes, so the Great.
They might need to check out the schedule.
Yes, once they get back, from winter break, it will be all boots to the pavement. I guess we could say they don't really wear boots; they wear shoes. Really wear boots at all. But that's okay. All right, we'll take a. You never do. We'll take a quick break here on the Peacock Podcast, and we'll be back with our two guests, Jair King and Shelby Picknick. Don't go anywhere. Back here on episode 7 of the Peacock Podcast. It is still season 1. I forgot that part, but that's okay. We roll. Rich Behan, Trevor Clifton here with you today. And our two guests, our esteemed guests here today, come from Track and Field, Shelby Picknick and Jair King. Guys, how you doing?
Good. It's a cold morning. That's going down for us.
That is true. But yeah, that is also true. Hope finals are going well for you guys.
Yeah, they're going all right. It's more in my favor.
Good.
Almost done. More my, yeah, good. Absolutely. Almost
done. Well, before we get started here, I just want to say welcome back, Rich. I know you missed
I missed one episode. I missed one episode just because I was sick.
I had to take over, but it's all right. Glad to have you back. Hope the fans are happy to have you back as well.
You really aren't glad to have me back. You're just doing that through your teeth.
Anyways.
All right. Let's move on. So obviously, the track season is starting to get underway. So I think the biggest difference, Shelby, I think this is more for you, just because I know you run both. What's the preparation like different in between like a cross country season and a track season? Is there like a mental preparation difference? Is there a physical preparation difference? Take us through that.
Yeah, I'd say both. Mentally, I'm just preparing for races that are a little bit shorter. Less girls in the race, of course, because cross country is just one race. And physically, I'm doing more hurdle work because I'm steepling in the spring. And just more speed too, because the ending kick is super important. It's really fast, and I have to be on my A game to outkick a lot of girls.
Jay, you're kind of the same thing for you, man. Well, like, what's the preparation kind of like from your end?
Track. I learned in high school that track is 90% mental and 10% physical. So really, if your mind is not in the game, you're not focused, your running is gonna be up. But really, during the off season, like before December, you mainly just want to get in shape, and then as the time gets closer, you want to go into faster workouts, have your twitch muscles to keep going. But you really won't be ready until conference time, because the more races you run, the more better you'll get. So you really have to actually run in order to get better.
Well, kind of building off of what you just said about keeping like fresh and stuff like that, you guys last race the 4th of December. You're not gonna race again until the 21st of January. And then, you know, like most teams and stuff, they'll go 2 games a week or 1 game a week. How do you guys keep fresh with meets over a month apart?
I feel like it's the practice. The best competition is like friendly competition with your teammates. So I feel like it starts at practice. You still gotta run hard at practice to be able to keep the fast twitch muscles, like I was saying. So I feel like it's really practice and your teammates.
Yeah, it's just kind of like this time of year is a little different with finals and then Christmas coming up, that once we get back in January, it's meets that are gonna roll right into May. So it's kind of a nice break to just tune up and get ready for the springtime.
Get fresh, relaxed, yeah. Muscles, you know, heal up.
Absolutely. Definitely the muscles. Yeah. That was a major problem, just with the hamstrings and all that. So we taking real precaution on everything with our health.
Yeah, I can imagine. So it's like, obviously, you guys are both juniors now. So what kind of leadership role do you guys take? Maybe not necessarily on the track, but kind of off the track as well, kind of helping the younger student athletes kind of get acclimated to the program, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I try to take the leadership role with welcoming the freshmen in, because a lot of them are, you know, they're new to Jersey City and being a Peacock. So just including all the girls, like we have a group chat, and whenever we have like a lot of like forms or random things to do, and I try to like just call me and I'll help you with it. So just being there for all the freshmen who are getting used to being here.
So Shelby, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure. There?
So you transferred in from Army?
Yes.
Does that kind of encourage you, like, because you transferred in, does that make you like more inclined to help the freshmen, because you kind of had to do that yourself with
yeah,
people who are already here?
Definitely, like, I don't know, just being in a leadership academy, like I just transferred over everything I learned there to here. I always want to be the person that people can look up to and lead by example, so I kind of just, you know, be that, you know, leading example on the team, and I'm always here to help the girls.
The coaches, they're on my case a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
The coaches, they're on my case a lot. Because they seen when I first came in as a freshman, they seen the type of runner I was, how I moved, the way I thought. So they try to enforce that, like, you're a leader, everyone is looking up to you. And not to sound cocky, it's like, you know, like, you can see that in some people. So I try my best. We're human. Everybody makes mistakes. I try my best to guide everyone in the right direction and things like that. I really sit back and I view before I talk. I always been told you got two eyes, two ears, and one mouth for a reason. So I look at things, and if I see a problem or something that's going to affect the team, I put them to the side. I don't like screaming at anybody at practice. No, I'll be like, just relax with that. Or like, if we in the dorms or anything, relax with the noise. You're going to attract attention and things like that. So it's really the little things that make up the big things.
Definitely. Do you guys have like a favorite time of the season? Is it like the winter when you get the time off? Do you like the spring season, cross country in the fall? Or is it just all bunched into one?
I'd say spring is like the most exciting. Yeah. Getting outside.
Spring.
Warm.
When the weather's not, when the weather's nice. Nicer. Right.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because in the spring, the weather is not all that good.
Really?
Yeah, we're out there at like 6:30 on the track, and I'm like, it's musty and rainy, and we got to do like ladders and workouts, and it's the springtime, so it's a hit or miss. We'll see.
But it's more fun just because it's outside. It's more things to do. You got people coming from all over, more teams. So definitely spring. And my favorite event is outdoors, 400. Right. So that's May spring.
There you go. One last question before we get to the fun stuff. Obviously, Trevor kind of alluded to it before.
Excuse me.
I was going to cut that out, but we'll leave it in now. There's more give or take, I'll say, a month in between your meets, obviously, with Christmas break in the middle. So kind of take me through the last meet, and you guys were fairly successful, I would say. Four event winners and then two school records broken in that first event. And then, obviously, give me a little preview into that second event coming up in January.
Yeah, so our next meet is going to be the MLK Relays at the Armory in New York City. And we're all just gearing up for, like, our, you know, team relays. I'm probably going to do, like, the sprint med, the distance med, and anchor, the mile. So, yeah, just zoning in and getting ready to get that baton and sprint. That's pretty much what we're going for. It's going to be a rust buster with the relays.
There you go.
I actually have one more question.
That's okay.
Do you guys do different events every time, or do you try to stick to the same ones? Because I know there's positive events, and this is like, I'm doing this one, two, three, or you know what, I'm going to dabble on this one for this race.
It's, so my main event is the 400.
Okay.
But I can go down and run a 60. I run a 60 hurdles also.
Okay.
So it really depends on the coaches, but in your mind, you know you run that event, so you're getting mentally prepared to run that event. But the coaches can change up any
so
event.
It's the coaches who say, yeah, you gotta go do this one and this one.
Yeah, but if you don't feel good, like if your body don't feel good, you talk to them, they're very open-minded. They're going to listen to you, things like that. But you know, you made a sacrifice to be here, so most people just be like, okay, it may be a little, but you signed up for this, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
So the same for you, Shelby?
Yeah, it's about the points, like where we can score, because you don't want to be running a race where you're not even gonna get points for the team. And our coaches are understanding, like, we want to get to championships healthy. So if you're not feeling it, you can drop a race. But yeah, basically, I always stick to like 800 up, and steeplechase is where I'm scoring points for the MAC this spring.
So do you guys have like residency at the Armory? Because I feel like that's the only place you guys ever are.
Ocean Breeze.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and we have the bubble.
Right.
The
and the posters, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So let's get to some of the fun stuff now. I guess we'll start off with, let's go. We have a list of questions here. I'm trying to pick the best one.
I'll start. What's your favorite part about this area?
That's like, not on the list.
Or New York City?
Personally, I'm not a big fan of New York.
Oh.
It's like,
wow.
It's a 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's just too much going on. I love it when you actually go out there and then it's not too much going on, but then you got times where everyone's acting crazy and things like that. But Jersey City area, I grew up in a city light, so I like everything close.
Yeah.
Walking distance. Same. I like the, if I get hungry late night, get a group of friends.
Yes.
I like the, I call it dummy mission to accomplish. To create memories. So yeah. I definitely like the area and like
right.
the views and everything. So that's for me.
Yeah, I really like Jersey City. Everything's so close. And like, of course, the you can go see the skyline of New York City, and Hoboken's really fun. So it's a great area. Just good time.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. If you're not part of the crowd going to the event or something, or you know, you got somewhere to be and you're trying to go home and there's all these people, it's a pain.
The Hoboken's also really fun
too. Yeah.
I think. Keep it going. I was just saying. All right, so let's go. Who is your best dressed teammate?
Oh, it has to be me.
There we go. Okay.
On the team.
Really?
Yes, it has to be me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And I'm saying that with confidence.
Okay.
With confidence.
Well, I can tell you, I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody who showed up to photo day with Christmas pajamas on. So I know it's not him. I know it wasn't him.
No.
I forgot who it was. Really? All right, so what's the style kind of like?
If the style is no, it's like
you're pulling up in the Russell style. Westbrook pregame fit.
It's however I feel.
Okay.
I feel like style, how to dress, is not really following the trends. It's how what makes you look good. Me, I like to dress up a lot, but then I can have my days where I just wear sweatpants and I look nice.
Right. I think you look very nice right now.
The color scheme
right.
and things like that.
Because I also see you got the matching jacket, too.
I mean, with the, it's that's shiny, too.
Right.
So bring the attention to
right,
me.
Right,
and
right.
I'm supporting my friend brand. So I love it.
Checking all the boxes. Look at that.
That's why I say I'm the.
Okay.
I'm the fashion.
See, I like that, too, because we've had people come in here and say that they're the funniest, but then they can't prove it.
Oh.
You came in and said, I'm the fashion icon, and then you proved it.
No, I think so. I don't think Shelby agreed. I think she's just going along because
no.
she's on the podcast.
No, I can't think. Most of us roll like sweatpants because it's just.
I wish we could roll into this office with sweatpants. That'd be nice.
That's the best. Just roll over, put some sweatpants on, call it a day.
Who's winning a race between you two?
It depends on the race.
Definitely like anything distance, I got it. Sprints,
yeah,
he's going to get me.
What if it's like. It's a short distance, but like a long sprint.
So 800.
Okay, who's winning the 800?
What's your time?
Right now, I gotta get the show.
Yeah,
I gotta
I'll
get
take
the show.
Ah,
right
now. Okay.
Because I'm just coming back. I had got sick, so I was out for like a month. So I'm just getting back into getting in shape. But I gotta give it to my. This is my twin.
My twin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's my twin.
You guys look really alike.
Should have seen this when I had
the
orange
hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All
right. Shelby, you're beating him when he's fully healthy too, right?
Of course. That's not
it,
even.
We
don't even need to go
just
there.
Just trying to put it off that I'm
sick
for a month. Sick, you know, right now she could probably
deal.
Get me, but
yeah.
Oh, I got to see you, Chelsea. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. We'll keep an eye out for
looking
it.
Looking forward to it.
All right. So if you guys are having like a team dinner, who do you absolutely like need in the kitchen to cook the meal? And then who are you like absolutely banning? They can't cook to save their life.
On the boy side, Kyle.
I was gonna say Kyle.
Okay.
On the girl side, Deidre.
Okay.
Who I wouldn't want to.
Because we had a team Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
And we had people cook really well. So Janae brought like collard greens, which were delish.
Okay.
And yeah, everyone brought something good. So who would be bad at cooking? I don't know.
Like the classic, like who would you expect to like use the like little macaroni and cheese cups in the thing without water?
I feel like any of the guys on the team, they're always coming around asking for food, and I'm like, what is this shop, right?
Oh,
like,
I can definitely see Jameer.
Yeah, Jameer for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. I think we have one last one. You want to take it?
Question. No, I got a couple more.
Okay.
I don't know what thing you're reading from, but if I were to hand you $1 million right now, what's your first purchase?
Property.
Property. Well, that's the first time I haven't said
that's
that.
Such a smart answer.
That's such a
man.
Smart. I was going to say like a dog or I don't know, like new rims for my car.
That's a great answer.
In the summer, I have a friend. He do real estate, and I spent the whole summer with him. He taught
okay.
me how to break down the house, do deals, how to find deals, and it's just bringing in more money.
Right.
So over
over the long term.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking long term right now.
That's such a smart answer, bro. Yeah, that's really smart. The first thing that popped into my head the first time he asked that question was Rolls Royce. Yeah. There's the difference between the two of us.
But then you got, if your Rolls Royce get, if you mess up, the parts cost.
Exactly. It's so expensive. It's exactly the same, I think.
You take off a lot, prices go
down. Yeah, it goes down. When you buy a house, terrible. Property goes up. So
that's the first time anyone said that. It's pretty good.
Shall that's we? A good answer.
You can't say that now. No, you can't say real estate.
I would, what I said, anything for my car, like rims or something. Yeah, that's about it.
See, we were on the same page.
Something car wise. Yeah. That's what I would buy. I would go right to the dealer.
Who's got the best kicks in the team?
Oh, Rayshon, for sure. Ray, yeah, he's got a whole.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
Definitely Ray.
Yeah.
Ray
for sure. Okay.
He's got these orange, like, I don't even know what they are. Like, Nike something.
Yeah, yeah.
I have
two pairs of those. They look
good.
Ray for
nice.
Sure. And Ray don't say nothing.
Yeah, he's okay.
Humble.
He's low key,
man. No, what I mean by that is. He won't post on social media. Like, I just bought these.
Yeah.
He would just pull up to a function.
Yeah, with the
brand new shoes.
Okay.
Everybody's like,
ah. I'm okay. Like, hold on, I got to put you on Instagram.
Yeah. I'll put you on my Snapchat. I'm like, look at this.
Very humble. Okay, I like that. We're going to have to get, we had Ray on already, and we didn't know about this.
You definitely right.
You missed it.
Ray is he's quiet, but Ray is a really, really good. I knew Ray for about 9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ray's
really cool. All right, so we'll need to. Oh, video feature idea.
Yeah. Yep,
Ray is gonna take, because I need some help in the shoe department. We're gonna go to like the outlet or something, and we're gonna make a video about it for the athletics page.
That'd be fun.
I need that because
Flat that leg or cool kicks.
Is the department paying for that? Because Lord knows I'm not paying for it.
Anyways, this was season 1, episode 7. Shelby and Jair, we thank you for coming on. This was a great episode. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
If you want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there in Peacock Nation, because this is the last time we're going to be talking to them until the new year.
For sure. Everyone be safe. Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. Cherish your loved ones.
There you go.
Just have fun. That's all.
Peace and love. Go Peacocks.
For Trevor and
January 21st.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to see. That's what I was looking up before.
Next time at OK Relays.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be back.
Let's go.
There you go. The return. Love it. Sir. All right. For Trevor Clifton, I'm Rich Behan. And for our guests as well, thank you so much. Season 1, episode 7 in the books. Happy New Year, everybody. And we'll talk to you in January.